Hey, Ayla. What's good?
All right, so we know here in the studio, but not sure how many people know out there, that John Krasinski, famously known for his role as Jim in The Office, right? Many movies. He's married to Emily Blunt. Well, he's been keeping really busy with a new venture from his home called Some Good News. It's so sweet. It's so cute. As homegrown as you can get. It's a news broadcast, and it's all about good news and nothing else. It's awesome. It's right up my alley.
Yeah, what a concept.
I know, and I feel like the world is definitely craving positivity lately, especially when we read stories about people spitting on produce at the grocery store or ice cream stores being closed down because people are so mean to others. And then there's those murder hornets. I mean, oh, all that stuff. But we have to realize that with all the craziness, 2020 isn't too bad. There are still people out there using their voice, their talents, and gifts to spread kindness and cheer to people around them. And that's no different for these three grandkids who sang this song to their grandmother on Mother's Day. Take a listen.
My only sunshine, you make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take
my sunshine away. Okay, so Grandma was up in the balcony, and actually a lot of other grandmothers came outside to see what all the singing was about because I read an article that they thought that it was maybe their grandkids singing to them. So
how is this a...
No, it's so sweet because what ended up happening is that everyone joined in, as you can hear, with song.
Okay.
And even though it was only the three kids singing to their grandmother... Mm-hmm. All of them got to enjoy this little concert that they put on. And it was in the rain. They had umbrellas over them singing and playing the guitar. And it was just really sweet. But here's where John Krasinski comes in. The three girls tagged him on Twitter on the account. And the account retweeted the video. So once again, just when you think that your song is only for one person, you might realize that there's many who need to hear it. And maybe Grandma didn't have anyone to visit her that day on Mother's Day. And then there's always John Krasinski. Like, whoa, what if he didn't hear that song either? Where would we be in the world? So that's your It Feels Good for today. I promise. I'll get something a little more local this week. Hit me up, though, if you have anything local. Find me